Task 4. You and Pauline have completed one of the video clips and the first draft of your project. You are now showing them both to Mrs. Clark. Listen and fill in the missing information about the video clip, and then complete the comments made by Mrs. Clark in her review of your project. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Okay, Larry, I'm looking forward to this. What's this video clip about?
This video clip is part of the introduction. There are altogether 2 video clips in the introduction. The clips explore the plastic bag problem and explain the reasons why people should use recycled bags.
Okay, let's have a look at it, shall we? So here we are at one of the landfill sites in Hong Kong. Behind me is one of the largest sites used for landfills in Tuen Mun. Every day, truckloads of plastic bags are dumped here. Plastic bags are commonplace in our lives. According to the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States, somewhere between 500 billion and 1 trillion plastic bags are consumed worldwide each year. Only less than 1% of the bags are recycled. These plastic bags, most of them are non-biodegradable, end up in landfills. It causes a serious environmental problem. Hong Kong throws out over 8 billion plastic bags every year. That's more than 3 bags per person per day. Our landfill sites will be filled up in less than a decade. We really have no place to dispose of this huge pile of used plastic bags. Right now, the Hong Kong government requires retailers to charge 50 cents for each plastic bag. Although some people think that this law causes inconvenience, it is effective in reducing the number of plastic bags consumed every year. In fact, since the levy of the plastic bag charge, the number of plastic bags consumed every year has been reduced by 1 billion. There are plenty of recycled bags that are waterproof and can be cleaned easily. We'll teach you how to make environmentally friendly shopping bags using old jeans and t-shirts. Okay, can we just stop this here, Larry?
Oh, sure. So, what did you think of the clip?
I think it's a good introduction, and I like the in-depth exploration of the plastic bag problem. Also, you've quoted facts and figures to support your claims. Good job. Now, on the minus side, I think it's a bit dull to watch at the moment. Let me make a few points and suggestions. First, you need to make it more appealing visually. You may consider including some shots of plastic bags in the introductory video.
Okay, I guess I can include some shots of plastic bags in the video.
Second, the transition is not smooth, especially when you talk about the price being charged for plastic bags. You may want to fix that.
Okay, I will see what I can do to make the transition smoother.
Now let's take a look at your draft. Nice cover, Larry. Did you design the cover for this project?
No, Pauline did.
Tell Pauline that she's done a good job. The cover looks very professional.
Thank you. It took Pauline 1 whole day to get this cover done. She'll be happy to hear that you like the cover.
Let me see what's inside. An instructional DVD on how to make a shopping bag using recycled materials. The idea is practical. I think it'll appeal to students. Those are the good points of your project.
Thanks.
But I'm concerned about a few things.
Okay.
I think you are both trying to do too much in one DVD. You plan to include 8 video clips in the project. That's way too many. How long will each video clip be?
About 20 minutes.
That's too long. First, you should reduce the number of video clips to 5 clips only. Don't try to cram too many things into one DVD.
So reduce the number of video clips to 5.
Yes. Otherwise, not only will you bore the audience, you'll also have a lot of editing to do.
I see what you mean. Okay, what else is wrong with it?
Don't be so negative, Larry. It's a good draft. But you need to think about the content carefully. Don't get too carried away by the technical things and forget about the content.
Sorry, what do you mean, Mrs. Clark?
What I mean is, don't just focus on presentation. You should pay more attention to the content.
Okay, I will keep that in mind. Is there anything else, Mrs. Clark?
No, I think that covers just about everything.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark. I will incorporate your suggestions into our project.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.